This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Listen, Random Order Show, episode 164. She goddamn boy, man, I'm in the house. Jermaine Richards. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yo. How's everyone doing tonight?
B, shout out Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
What a wholesome episode. We touched on all the hard-hitting topics, man.
Trey gets a gastro bug.
Joker shirts. Sleeping on your back. When your body parts go to bed. When your lip splits in half. We asked what's the easiest sport in the world. And of course, man, losing your wheels.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Get on down there in the comments, man. Leave something wholesome. Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Maybe you left a video review. What about the audio review, man? We love it all.
Just clap.
Big money. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All day, man.
Yeah. Pop a perk, get attached.
Yeah, man. Coming at you live in a t-shirt, man.
Yeah, nice. For real, man.
Yeah, toes
are
out.
The same t-shirt?
Sweatpants.
No, these are different t-shirts. This used to be black.
This is definitely gray. This is smoke gray.
It's crazy how the black tee just
dip out on you, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You think it's you and the black tee forever. For yeah, this is a lot blacker, man.
That is crazy.
Couple washes.
Our straight high heat, high water.
Yeah, man. Fuck it. Yeah, after a while, tough. The rules don't apply to the pieces of clothing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get shit out of there, though.
Yeah, that's right.
It get turned to shit. You like, get this out of here.
Yeah, I guess, man. Fuck, I just wash everything normal. I don't know. I don't see my clothing losing color.
Over the years, man, in the photo, you just see it looking jet black. Damn, nigga, I was really looking clean out here with that.
I saw, it's like a hack to get the neck back.
I did. The little boil, right?
Yeah.
Elastic and the boil.
Lee, I got to try that.
Bro, I just be too quick to buy it back. Especially a white tee.
A white tee, I'm not doing nothing with a white tee.
I'm buying it back.
Yeah. That has to be what's mostly in like the landfills and stuff is white tees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like I feel bad about the amount of white tees out there because I know I contributed. They just turned to baby shirts too quick, man. And
anything else I dry clean.
Or you dry clean?
Or I don't clean it. Like if it's a piece that I'm afraid to dry, like wash it and shit, mm-hmm. I just dry clean it.
You have your like return, like you go to the dry cleaner with these like pieces that you.
Yeah, but I ain't got no pieces that, like recently for real. I ain't been going anywhere in a couple of years. Like the Gucci pants I had, I'm like, okay, these are nice Gucci pants. I dry clean, and the day I fucking didn't, I don't even think it was me that washed it. Someone else washed it and shrunk it. And I said, shrunk my drip.
Bedtime Gucci pants.
Shrunk my drip.
But like, I feel like the washers nowadays are like, they good to like bypass a dry clean.
There's some pieces you just got to bring to dry cleaners.
Word.
Like it ain't going even.
I tell you what though, the only thing I dislike is like, if you do follow the instructions on washing clothes, you gonna have like triple the amount of loads because you can't like
wash by itself.
Yeah, you gotta wash something. Remember that's beer? Like what the fuck? I'm gonna do laundry for 3 days.
Yeah, I'll get in trouble, bro.
Yeah, like.
But one time a dry cleaner shrunk my drip.
And what do you do? Nothing. You got.
I was at
that?
A hotel, man, and I had to wash my drip, so I handed it into the dry cleaners. Came back smaller, and I just left a note. And said, "Well, this shit don't fit me no more."
What do they do in the dry? Like, how do they clean? How do they clean the stain up?
Honestly, I don't even know, man. I just thought it was like more professional, and they take their time with one
because
you got to give specific instructions, like delicate could easily shrink, know this, know that, like. But I had a good dry cleaner once upon a time.
It breaks my heart when a dry cleaner can't get it out. Because you come back, oh, sorry, I tried. Look, I tried everything.
Did everything.
Oh, my God, man.
Do you still got to pay them?
Yeah.
I still clean. I clean. It's better. Better.
Smells good.
Yeah.
I got a danko. But, I used to have a good dry cleaner, man. She had a dog. It was always cute to go check in on her.
You know when you got a shirt And it's like, it shouldn't be a bedtime shirt, yeah, but also this could be like a luxury bedtime shirt. This would be a very nice bedtime shirt right now, but it's still like that bittersweet because, you know, it's too early.
That's when you get some bullshit in the mail.
Yeah.
Bedtime shirt?
Bedtime shirt.
I love a good bedtime shirt. I love a good bedtime shirt. What is cast up out in this, man, bro? Bedtime?
I threw away too many bedtime shirts, man.
You need bedtime shirts, though.
You need them, but
you don't need that much.
You don't need that many. Just a quick little cycle. Yeah. But you go on vacation, bro. You don't pack a bedtime shirt, bro. Nice shirts only, and that's how you get a bedtime time shirt. So you get a bedtime come back home with two bedtime shirts.
Didn't pack my BT shirt, man. But more times not, my BT shirts are fucking like just plain black shirts or white T shirts from Goodfellow.
Shrunken ones.
Because you get those ones, and they're good, like, underneath shirts. And, like, just shirts that you'll wear, maybe.
You going with the Goodfellow?
Yeah.
What's those that? The shrinkers. Target joint?
Yeah, the Target joints. But they're good for, like when you bust them out of plastic. Mm. And then now they're sleeper shirts around the crib.
Disposable shirts.
Yeah, they're disposable, honestly. But, yeah, they're fresh when you bust out the package, and then you got to go somewhere. Like, it's like the... It's like a level one white tee.
So one time.
That's not right, man. No, that's not like right.
Five wears.
Five wears? No, four Joker wears, though.
Four Joker
wears. One
like it's under your sweater.
It's a good summer like white tee where it's like you're not serious, you're not sacrificing nothing.
But one sweat.
One sweat.
It's a Joker shirt.
It's a JS. Yeah, it's a JS. Personal.
Yeah. Oh, bro, you can't be out here in a Joker shirt.
Yeah.
Bro, you gotta have a serious shirt, bro.
Joker shirt in the summer is great.
Yeah, sweaty Joker shirt. Bro, take me home, bro. I'll drop my friend off if he's in a Joker shirt just looking jokes.
But what happens if you didn't start in the Joker shirt, but by the end of the day it's a Joker shirt?
That's why you have keep at least a decent bedtime shirt under your hoodie.
Okay.
Complete jokester.
Yeah.
Nah, sometimes I'm joking. Sometimes I'm straight joking. I'm like, all right, fuck, no one's gonna see me here, man. That's the only thing about Orlando. I can do straight jokes outside.
straight jokes.
No one's seeing me there, man. Like, once in a while, but I'm like, okay, yeah, you caught me slipping. But yeah.
You know your friend will come to your house and you're in your Joker shit?
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Aunties and uncles coming to meet you. I'm in my baby basketball jersey. Oh, yeah. Like the twins' bedtime clothes used to be like cargo shorts that we used to wear outside.
What?
Bro,
cargo shorts?
Yeah. Bro. Fucking scraping his skin in his sleeve. I ain't remember. What are you going to sleep for?
like plaids. Like, you remember plaids?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
cargoes.
The Blue Notes ones. Yeah, and they used to go to sleep in that drip. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
You got to be wearing, man. So you buy some fast fashion. It's a bullshit. Yeah, you gotta wear it to bed. Yeah,
sometimes shit's two jokes for bed, bro. It's like, bro, you gotta give this away, bro.
It's true.
To another Joker.
Yeah, it's true.
And there's just some certain things that you just like, you can't be in bed with. It's just like in my skin, it's uncomfortable. Like, I can't lay down in my bed with socks on. I can't lay down in my
sometimes
bed.
Sometimes I'm
with
in
sweats.
The mood for that, man. Sometimes I'm in, I got the appetite for leaving my socks on.
You go under with socks?
No, the bonus with socks is you can leave them out and you're like chilling and shit.
Yeah,
I don't monster know, can't touch your foot if you
socks. Yeah.
I admit I don't sleep with socks anymore.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah,
no, mostly not.
I'm gonna tell you why I think it's because now like my girl be beside me, so it's just be a hotter experience. Overall,
bro, that extra body heat.
You know what I'm saying?
You're getting like you're talking intimate. What do you mean it's hotter overall?
Well, when I was just living by myself.
Oh, I thought you meant like Paris Hilton, like that's hot.
Well, yeah, I don't.
I mean, you're getting like.
Yeah, but I just meant like temperature. Like I can't sleep with the socks no more. It's just be too hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I be saying it, bro. Like, you sleep on a king size bed?
Queen.
You're on a Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. I'm on a Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm. I got the King Batch at the crib.
Nice.
No sweat.
He the new king.
He's sleeping on the King Arthur.
Salute, bro. Salute.
But I'd be feeling like you run out of space on your queen. Like I feel like sometimes like the queen is not enough space for you to like space out.
You want to take a vacation and move over?
Yeah, like you on the king.
Yeah.
So like you can go have your own real estate over there.
Mm-hmm.
On a queen is like ain't getting far.
You can't even make a statement. Shit. No. A little bit mad and shit.
Man, fuck this.
Max still touching.
Get off my fucking toes in, nigga. You're still right there. On the king, you'd be like, what the fuck is this nigga? You know what I mean? Like, you're far away.
Right.
So I got to up to the king experience mm-hmm. soon, because I don't know, I just feel like space on the bed sometimes. I'm like, mm-hmm. All right, I need some space.
You, nah, I feel you.
You be trying to hit the diagonal?
Nah, I mean, I get like that, you know, but I don't start like that.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
yeah, but I get like that. I get like that for sure.
I start diagonal.
I like my one leg, like... Mm. You feel me? Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
a little Air Jordan. Wait, which one?
It's like a mini. I sleep on my stomach, so it'd be my left leg. So I like my left leg. Just my right leg. Sorry. So I like
right leg knee up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sleeping on your back.
On my stomach.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, I thought you like posted. That's proper.
If I were to take a picture aerial,
it's like you're climbing the mountain.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Spider-Man shit.
Yeah. You fell from a building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're currently slipping on ice.
Yeah.
That's proper. Yeah, that one's proper.
I need that. That's my go-to stuff.
But even when I'm like that on the Queen Latifah, like my mm-hmm. knee is like out, or my toes is hanging off my bed.
That might be a 6-foot problem, brother.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I ain't up there yet.
That's why I need a king. I'm saying I need that space.
I feel you.
So especially with someone else in the bed,
mm-hmm.
you don't got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I mean, Zara sleep on her back.
Shit, turtle.
What's up?
I'm not a back sleeper, bro.
I try. I can't do it, man. I always move, like, subconsciously.
Yeah, it
doesn't last very long.
It doesn't. Even when I'm sick and I lay on my back, I'm like, bro, this, I'm gonna fucking choke and die.
Like, how am I?
Real good, bro.
That ain't how I was taught to do it.
I just feel like someone could choke. Like your song breaking the house.
Yeah.
Come on, you already on that.
If I'm on my back, if I'm on my stomach, and you're on my back,
get off of me.
You know, if I'm here, get off of me. You're not getting off me.
Yeah.
Because you're not taking me serious.
Yeah,
I'm in my Joker shirt. Getting choked. I don't want to make a weird noise.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Slipping off my queen and all that.
Yeah.
Gotta be on your stomach, so Charlie, you're more, cause yeah, especially if you're on your stomach and your knees are already there, you know how quick I can get up,
bro. You're ready to stand, right? One movement away from standing up.
Also, you ever see a fight when a nigga get on a nigga back? What he always do? Just one of these, and you're done.
Yeah,
like,
I
gotta be able to hit that if somebody come in the crib, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't think I sleep on my side for real. It's literally just
That's a throwback for me. Whenever I hit that, I'm just like in my little kid mode. That's when I'm trying to sleep in and shit. Man. You know what I mean?
But sometimes I try to put the pillow between my legs.
Yeah.
So I'll sleep on the side.
Like a little motorcycle action.
Yeah.
Motorcycle pillow. Yeah, I feel it, dog.
Because they say keep your spine a little straighter when you do that. So,
yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Niggas are trying to say you got to sleep on a square pillow now. Like one that elevates.
They're going
to
say that. I've seen it always.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You do got a neck corner.
My spine is.
But sometimes you hit that pillow fold. Like I am thinking about my spine. I hit the pillow fold and
you
feel your spine all straight. Mm-hmm. I lined everything.
I think we should sleep upside down.
But in the blood rush to your head. Oh.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We had our peoples over, and my bed was taken by my nephew. So I said, all right, little nigga, take the bed.
Nice.
I took the hammock. There's a hammock here.
A hammock.
So I took the hammock. Wow. And I was like, I got in there, and I wasn't even rocking. Like, I was like, I was set.
Set.
But then my foot was like up like that the whole night.
You sleeping like a scrump.
Yeah, sleeping like a scrump, for real. So I'm curled like a scrump. And then I just, like, I couldn't feel my, there's no more blood on my leg.
No more?
There's none left. Yeah, my leg like was pale. No. Yeah, I started panicking. So if I'm sleeping like a bat and my whole half feels like that, I'll be scared.
Half your body's asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, the hammock's only for short-term sleeps. Mm-hmm. You can't do no long-term overnight shift on a hammock.
Yeah, and I found that out.
It's a nap. It's a napping thing.
And I think I needed a little more space because it's already going up like a U.
So you just Gary V mode.
Yeah, literally.
So you tried to like extend yourself a bit to like make it a bit flatter, or
I just didn't want to roll I didn't want to do that. So I was kind of like, I laid down. I said, all right, however I'm at. So if you were to cut the hammock down, I would have fell like on my back and my neck. I would have done the U. I would have done the Chris Brown stomp U, and then like fully roll over. So it was all terrible posture.
And you slept there the whole night?
I did 1 hour.
Mm. 1 hour shift.
I did 1 hour.
Okay.
And then I went on the floor. There's some sad ass pillows that I just set on the floor, but then the pillows kept separating.
It's still worse.
So half hardwood, half cushion.
Yeah.
And then the couch pillows.
That's when you wake up early, man.
That's how I was. You wake up early.
It's like you just get just enough.
Let's go, man. It was chill, man. It was chill.
It's always very shocking when you like wake up to one of your limbs like for real asleep.
Oh my
like,
god. Just
deep. Like, oh, I can't even, this isn't even mine. You don't even identify with the limb no more, nigga. You just looking at that shit dead. And then you get the stings.
Oh, the you stings.
Can't even, man. You can't even do nothing with this arm for a minute.
Your foot is the craziest. Especially, have you ever tried walking on a foot that's asleep?
Mm-hmm.
You know, bro, you'll fall down. You'll fall down.
Really?
You'll fall, man.
Damn.
There's one time.
Real deal. You post on the toilet for a little too long. It just sometimes the grind take you to the toilet, dog. I'm not even going to lie to you. And I'm just like, I be editing the shit, ready to go. But I'm like, I'm done what I'm doing here, but I got to keep editing. And just, bro, my leg will be asleep, bro. I got to lay on the floor for a bit.
You ever feel like someone makes a comment about your personal like equipment and then you got to like double think the shit that you're doing, but then you're like, hold on, it's my shit?
What happened?
So I'm chilling. I was writing all day, and I'm on my iPad. But back at the crib, it's either we're watching basketball off, Julie and I watching either off my laptop or on my iPad. So I'm writing on my iPad. If you buy an app from the App Store off your fucking iPad,
you should
be able to transfer that app over to your laptop. No,
you all platforms, so
all,
bro.
All your platforms.
It's like Steam Apple, and shit. Apple ID, right?
I buy one app. For not a good price, off my iPad, I try to go transfer it over. They say, yo, new price.
So I don't know those guys. Yeah. Like, what'd you get on your iPad? Where?
What the fuck? I don't know that one.
Oh, shit.
How they separate it is, so-and-so app for iPad. So it's Final Draft. So just the script writing app, industry standard type shit. So they'll get you Final Draft for Mac, and then it's like you check the iPad, Final Draft for iPad.
Yeah.
Same price, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
So that's the final time I purchased that app.
Boop. Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's down the iPad there. So anyways, leave my computer downstairs. I'm just like, yo, fuck, stomach's acting up. I got to go do what a human has to do. Going upstairs, I'm like fucking 4 steps up the stairs. You bring the iPad in there, eh? I'm holding them out the stairs like,
oh, that's the basketball TV.
Yeah, I'm like, but I'm not, you're not, this one. I don't think the next time I wait, but I'm like, oh, the fuck, it's my iPad. Like,
yeah.
It's able to go
yeah,
wherever.
That's yours, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, so I'm there fending for myself. I'm like, I mean, no, I don't wipe and touch. Like, I,
yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's my source. It's my source to the outside. But, That's why you like Lysol. That's why you like Lysol.
But yeah, what, though? 99.9% almost everything.
Yes. Yeah, no, but that nigga made me feel like self-conscious about this shit. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I feel that deal.
You know? Like, y'all bring equipment to the bathroom still?
That's what I'm saying. If only, like, for real, if I
just
got
my phone.
If I really, if I'm grinding, like, I need to finish this edit, there's no time.
Yeah. Laptop?
Yeah. Wipe down.
Squap top in there, eh?
Wipe down.
Squap top while you're squapping.
Little tiny table, everything, bro.
Damn. How long y'all shit for, though?
Bro, that's the thing. It's like, I don't even, necessarily need to be in there for a minute, but it's just like, I can't, like, lose a minute not editing, so I just got to keep going. But it's like, bro, even this trip is going to distract me, so I just lock in.
But, I feel that.
Yeah. No, I like to take a vacation, man. If I don't got to bring nothing in there and shit.
Yeah. iPad is rare. iPad is like, all right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It was
rare. You just wanted to watch basketball on it?
Yeah, I wanted to continue just watching basketball. No. Because I was thinking about what I was doing, but there was many games that it's live bets going on, so I had to continue on that. And but it was on the counter. Like, I leave it on the counter, but I guess I don't know, the air of it being in that same room.
How y'all feel about that? Because I was thinking about that the other day. Of just like air in the washroom and da-da-da-da. And I have a toilet brush cover.
Right? On a toothbrush.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, the toothbrush cover. You know, the toothbrush cover on the toothbrush. So I'm like, okay, cool, like, it's covered. But I looked at the toothbrush cover like 2 days ago, and it's dirty under there. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. It's like,
that's that bathroom air, man.
You know what I'm saying? But I close the toilet seat when I flush the toilet. So shouldn't I be straight?
Yeah. I want to say I saw a video on this where they, like, had a plate open or, like, a Petri dish or some shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Where they flush the toilet with it open and then they compare it with it being closed. And you're pretty
safe. Pretty good if it's closed, right? So I dash right a brush.
The doo-doo brush.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, man, it's like, bro, it's crazy shit. Like, shit, niggas,
man.
Is like,
your body got to fight, man.
Yeah, the microorganisms going to get you, man.
They're going to organize.
Yeah, real deal.
What am I doing? You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
They're going to get me. So,
yeah. Man, they got your ass the other day.
When?
He was in a bad place.
Yeah.
He was fucked up again?
Yeah, they got me, bro. Yeah, they got me, bro.
You knew about the time he was down bad in Orlando just before he came up?
Nah.
Yeah, man.
Damn. You had the RSV or something?
I had to RSVP, bro.
At the hospital.
To the hospital.
Yes, I'm coming, nigga. Keep a bed open.
Bro, I had...
You went Beanie Siegel mode with the wheelchair.
Yeah, I did with Gustavo Fring, Uncle Mo. ding. What's that name from Breaking Bad? Whatever.
Oh, yeah, the grandpa?
Hector. We're gearing up to come out here, and things were picking up with the scripts. We had some scripts to hand over, and Jermaine's coming over throughout the week. We're working on some scripts. And it was a weekend, and this was like our last weekend and our last week in Orlando to write before we came out here. And then I had a wing party. I had a wing party, and I had two wing places come deliver some wings.
No.
Two wing places?
I had to get the tenders. I had to get the boneless. Sorry. Correction.
From the boss?
Correction.
Okay.
First stop?
I did the boss the day before. So I had a wing party the day before. Okay. And then I did the wing stop boneless.
Okay.
I had the wing stop boneless come over with Papa John's. Nice. So that was a party the second day. It was a terrible week. $16.99 for 20 bonus.
If I remember correctly.
Four flavors. So Julian, I ordered pizza. I had ordered the boneless. Mm-hmm. We done shared the thing. So the combo we've done many times before, it is totally safe.
Right.
So whatever, I'm eating it. And I just guess how one piece, and I was like, wow, something about that piece is just too wet. Too wet. You know what I'm saying? Like
denial piece.
It was the reject mode. So I hit the reject.
Damn.
Took the piece out, but I felt like it's like I already had
it got in there.
So what the fuck? That's when the meal was just over. Like I was already near the end. I was just begging. I was already full and I ate and I was like, ah, now it didn't taste good. But Julian's usually spinning these pieces out and first thing he says, that one don't cook.
That one don't cook.
You know how Jamaicans do it quick. Yeah, man.
Barely touch it.
No. Yeah. So immediately I spit out and said, that one don't cook. So he seen it and he heard me and he knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning.
To know what it is crazy. Like the fact that this happens.
Sometimes, yeah, and I chose well done, but like sometimes it just—it's either like yo, it's just not cooked or it's too fatty. But it's like your chicken, I don't accept. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, yeah. Chicken doesn't no exception.
There's no exception. Like, so
hit that temperature. You don't.
Yeah, I was confused though because outside it was crispy and I was just wet and on the inside. So I was like, yo, So now, I'm sleep, and that's the thing about a sickness,
bro.
Oh,
no.
That's the thing about a sickness.
It'll get you when you on your neck.
So I just wake up, and my eyes just open. I just say, man.
Yo.
Just say, something. I'm just fucking, yo, what is that? Yo, you're just like upset because you already know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So I'm there just trying to fight it off, just trying to breathe proper and just fucking.
Yeah, just make it go away.
Yeah, just trying to, whatever. It's not, I feel it. It's not. So I'm like, all right, let me set up. Go throw up. All right, I'm fucking, maybe I yacked once and that's it.
And I'm good, yeah.
It was a lot, bro. And I was just like, all right, that was like almost like over. Like that, you know what, a sickness from when you're throwing up because you ate something bad, your body's rejected versus like.
Like just acid.
Your body's saying,
this
nigga.
Is everything.
Yeah, let's be going to move everything else. See what this is.
How a fucking winner cleaning.
Fuck.
And
that one that hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're down there still at your mark.
You're like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
But it's like fucking like 6 a.m. So I'm screaming in the bathroom and shit, whatever. So I had to like go to sleep, wake up again at like 10, like the next 2 hours, throw up again, go back to sleep, and now I'm like, all right, getting the shivers and shits. So I'm like, yeah, I'm probably out of commission today. So he's like, yo, I'm about to come over, or whatever. I'm like, yeah, like come, but I just threw up again. I thought I'd be okay. So he comes over now, still just throughout the day, I just keep going to the bathroom and throwing up. But I'm at the point where nothing's even coming out anymore. It's just like acid. So I'm like, I had to drink just to throw it up because every time I'm throwing up, it's hurting. I have nuts coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to drink as much water, but like I just can't keep anything down.
Damn.
Pepto-Bismol and all that shit, whatever. So
nigga, that shit never work.
Yeah, I literally just think it's just to quote whatever it is and like spit something out. It just makes me yak. Yeah. So
Pepto makes you yak?
To me, it's just by the time I'm sick, I'm like, I don't know that nasty shit.
Right. Yeah. Damn, okay.
But it's supposed to like quote your stomach.
Right.
Or whatever. So yeah, anyways. But then by like fucking it was maybe by like 4 o'clock. I'm sleeping, I'm waking up wet as fuck, hot, then I'm cold. But then like I my foot kept falling asleep. I'm like, bro, I can't like feel my fucking limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to stand up and I was like, yo, that was like fucking hard to get up. So then I was just like, all right,
damn,
man. I can't walk. When I was like standing up, I was getting dizzy and shit. So like Julie needed to help me to the bathroom and shit. And fucking like, I'm like, all right, cut. Like, let me just fucking throw up. Like, you don't have to stay here.
Can't see this.
No.
So then niggas just start talking about the hospital, saying like, yo, you know, you should go to the hospital. I'm not trying to hear that because the hospital's going to tax me out there, not being American, not having insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, nah, man, I'm just going to, let me just, nah, you know what it is. But I'm putting like all my weight on him and he's barely able to hold me up. He's like, yo, this is like,
damn,
it's too much. I couldn't walk. So then he's like, he calls his mom and his mom's like, nah, like take him to the hospital, like whatever. If he's not walking, I couldn't like hear shit. I'd be like, he'd say something and then I'd respond like later and he's not even in the room anymore type shit. Like, so I was like kind of losing it.
What the fuck?
And then,
nigga, you was boneless.
Huh?
You was boneless.
Yeah, I was literally boneless, bro. I was just fucking jelly. So then, whenever we ended up going to the hospital and shit, and he, whatever, go downstairs, go to one hospital. Mm-hmm. Niggas like dragging me in, going in through like wheelchairs and shit like that. Her first hospital was like, yo, we're so booked for the night. Like, honestly, go to the next one. We're not going to be able to take him. Go to the next one. We're sitting there for a minute, whatever, long story short. They hooked me up to IV and they start asking like all these questions and shit, start pumping in like just crazy IV. And I started getting my powers back. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Then they fed me to see if I was going to throw up anymore, but nothing was coming out.
What did they give you?
Just IV. Oh, to feed? Like crackers. Mm. Cheap motherfuckers, man. Those shit was good. Yeah, they fed me like a seagull. And then they saw nothing else was coming up. And this is probably about like 10 o'clock now. So I was throwing up all day until that point. Damn. And they're saying that some sort of virus is like going around where it's like that. But then I was like, yo, honestly, I ate raw chicken. I think that could have been it. Mm-hmm. Maybe a mix of both. Truthfully, I don't know. But mm-hmm. yeah, nah, that was scary. And then that trip to the hospital cost me $2,000.
Damn.
Pardon me?
$2,000. Yeah.
But they was just at the ringer, just seeing what they could squeeze
yeah,
you for.
Yeah, yeah. They said, oh, how much you made last year? And I looked
at it. Like, how much is it?
How many should I have made it?
Bro.
Last year was hard.
How did they run it? Like, that's crazy.
I should have threw it right there on this fucking machine. What did you make last year? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's a good time to faint.
Yeah,
so
facts.
Do you feel like that hospital visit like saved your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, I was dead still. I was dead. Like, I couldn't even talk. I couldn't, like, I literally could not stand. I couldn't walk. Damn. But I just think it's because I threw up everything. So it's mm-hmm. either that or I just would have fainted and I wouldn't know if niggas were going to wake me up. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't throwing up anymore. I just had nothing left in my body. I had mm-hmm. no energy. I couldn't walk. Like, right. That was the scariest thing to me.
Right.
Then they just put IV back and I was fine.
Right.
But.
Damn, bro. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I'm glad you made it through that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was back up the next day. That's shit.
Next girl. Level right there.
Smoking on that gas. Right yeah. when I got home.
Nice.
Yeah.
You earned it. You earned it.
Yeah, bro.
Damn. $2,000 yeah. though. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I paid like a deposit of like $200 and then they sent me an email saying $2,000.
Pay the rest.
Dang.
Yeah, so I'm ducking the feds right now.
Yeah. I ain't even over there.
Yeah, brother. I'll get you next time, man. I get you next time. I see y'all.
For real.
You never want to hit the hospital, man.
Yeah.
It was new, though. It was on some new shit. It was all right. But, yeah, it was just, yeah, they had me in the hall, too. Like, all the rooms were booked up, so they just had me in the hall. So I'm just seeing everyone walking by, and I'm just like.
You see niggas with worse shit and shit? They got a sign through their body?
Yeah, yeah. Niggas breathing with poles in their body and
bro,
shit.
Bro, the ER is nuts, man.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, someone just got into a car accident, dislocated his wrist, and he's trying to say, "No, I'm straight. I'll go home like this." But he's like, "Brother, your wrist is out of your skin."
Yeah.
No, stay like this. No!
Yeah, you don't get that hospital. You know.
His shit gonna be
16, man.
He gonna break his neck wrist counting that many wrists.
Fuck, man.
But you need insurance, man. Like.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. I figured it out both ways. Like, I had the first wave of dental insurance or a dental payment out there with no insurance.
Mm.
Not a hospital bill, no insurance. Like, it's like $200 a month, like $200 a month, but it's for shit like that. Because if you get sick or something happens or like playing basketball or whatever, like, you're not going to want to fucking, I'll go to Canada with fucking my limb looking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Some niggas just hit it like that, man. Just fucking.
Yeah, but that's mm-hmm. why you're walking fucked up for the rest mm-hmm. of your life. And then it's like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up, honestly, man, when you get to that when you get to that side of life, bro. Like, bro.
Like, bro, fix me for free.
Dog.
And I know everyone's going to take advantage of that, so that's what we have to do as a human race. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone stop fucking around.
Dog.
Everyone gets fixed for free, but no fucking around. And like,
you're right.
Try and stay out the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a, all right, niggas is born. and you get stamped with like a 10 fix me for free cards.
Everyone gets 10.
Everyone ten gets 10. Bro, if you go on, if you get fixed 11 times, like now you're a cat.
Now, you gotta-
now you're a cat. Like, it's not, you're gonna have to pay, but there's, if aliens come down to Earth, the first thing they need to fix is like how humans treat other humans. Mm. Everything should be free, bro.
Real deal.
And all the healthcare workers, bro, bump the raise, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Let all them niggas all drive Benzes, whatever they got to drive. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's it, bro.
It's that easy, man.
It's that easy. The thing is, it is that easy. Release more money.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just whoever got the government or whatever, they just got to release more money. So now them niggas getting paid more because... You, it's certain doctors I'd be making obviously the big bucks, and then the other ones that like have to work their way up. It's just like, oh no, that's the way it is. Obviously, fuck, it's more than that.
Yeah,
I don't want the whole nurse factory coming at me when I'm in the ER. Fucked up. They're saying, man, what this nigga saying? Leave that nigga. I'm trying to help y'all, bro.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's long hours. It's fucked up shit. It's traumatizing for them too. But it's like, I'm just saying this because I watched the movie and a little documentary. And the girl's just saying she gets paid like shit, but they were so much hours that they have to pay, and she's incredibly in debt.
He's watching Grey's Anatomy or something?
Nah. I was watching... I was watching... what's that movie called? Dumb Money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it could have been exaggerated, but it was based off true stories, and so one of the girls in there, she was... she worked in the ER, and she had invested in some money in GameStop. And she was just like, she was saying how much she's in debt. So I don't know if her story is true, but it was giving an inside scoop of that.
Life. Yeah, it's definitely some nurses in the 90s.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
90s Honda body.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. Or in the Civic.
That's why a lot of them do the, is it the traveling nurse? Because you go other places and get more money.
Oh, shit, word.
Type shit, yeah.
Damn. You got like a max contract overseas and shit?
Oh, my God, yeah, man. Yeah, but I mean, fuck, there's so many things wrong in this world, bro.
Yeah.
That's just the start of it all, man.
Sometimes you almost hit the ER with a bad lip crack, man. Yeah.
Being back in Canada, man. Fuck.
Shout out to Blistex, man. Holding the young nigga down, man.
They say that one gets a drier, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I believe it.
I believe it now.
I believe it. Because I be putting this on. Like, I put this on.
This shouldn't be, it shouldn't have to be 4 or 5 times a day.
No.
Should be a good layer. It should only come off when you eat and drink.
Does it not say ointment on it? No, it doesn't.
Bro, it just says lip drip.
It's protecting.
And the thing is, as a lip drip company, wouldn't you want to put something in your product to make their lips dry out so then they use it again so then you go and buy their shit more?
Yeah.
To say my lips are dry? It's just like Apple.
Or you switch to the V. The classic VL.
What's that?
Vaseline.
I don't, it doesn't do it. Yeah. It doesn't do it. It doesn't.
What's
do
the
it.
Best one? I heard Holly Baldwin's got a good one.
Who's
Holly Baldwin's? What's her name again?
Haley Baldwin. Haley Bieber.
Yeah,
her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did what?
She got a bomb, got a lip balm. Balm?
Really? Okay. Apparently,
she got a bomb at lip balm. Yeah.
Apparently, Finn is doing that too.
Who?
Finn.
Who?
Finn.
Finn.
Finn the Buddha. Oh, Rihanna.
Okay. I saw you saying Fendi.
Yeah.
Finn. Finn.
All right, for sure.
Yeah, apparently Finney got one, but like...
Word.
I don't know, bro. It's.
I bought this today, too. I'm mad.
Yeah,
they going to get $4.95
out your account.
Yeah, something like that,
This? $4.95.
I say after tax, yeah, it's like $3.50, $3.49, and then...
Bro, certain small thing, if it's too small, no taxes.
Should be a dollar.
No tax.
This should be a dollar.
Yeah,
I really do. And it was.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
You catch it on sale sometimes.
Bro,
you have a Grab Z shit. Like, what she be using? They got the shit,
bro.
Man.
She man, let me tell you about her, man. I love her, but she be like, don't touch it. Like,
really,
bro? Damn. It's like
I just
I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Your shit, my shit.
Yeah. You of course. Feel? Yeah. Come my shit, yo.
Your shit, my shit.
Whatever I got.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna break it down 50-50, you know?
She don't want my shit.
Don't even touch my bro shit.
She don't want your shit. Because you shit with the laptop open. She don't want nothing to do with your shit. Nah, bro.
Yeah, so now she got the Aquaphor shit.
That's the one?
Aquaphor is good.
Yeah.
Aquaphor is good, but
that's made by a they're in the Vaseline umbrella, no?
Yeah, because they're good for the tattoos. After you get a tattoo, you put Aquaphor on. Yeah, it's multi-purpose. Yeah, but Aquaphor will fix a dry lip.
But we'll put it back.
Brick, cause you buy the she got the
it's
tube.
Got the, it's like big. She takes it out and puts it in smaller tubes.
Oh, okay. Oh they got the squeezer tube too. Crazy yeah. The squeezer tube will get. Will that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Oh yeah, no, I used to have that one. Yeah, they come in the tube.
Yeah. Just quick.
Like, I used to have that one. Yeah,
that one's
yeah.
good. Aquaphor, I rock with.
You walk with a toothpaste size tube joint?
I do it in my travel size baggage, but I left it at home.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
I need something that will mend a cracked lip back together. Like, you know, you smile quick.
Yeah. Bro.
You smile quick in the winter. Somebody gets you a little good joke.
Yeah.
You gotta squeeze it back.
Oh my god. Everything fucking stings. Yeah.
Right down the middle. It'll split you in half symmetrical. Yeah. Just. You want a fucking ninja? Just fucking. Yeah, you know, and he just holds some blade up. Then your lip just says.
Dog, it's the worst.
Nah, real deal. Oh, man, yeah.
Nah, man.
I gotta find something, man. I was fucking with CarMax for a minute.
Nah, they jar your shit up too. Aquaphor, bro. Honestly, Aquaphor, yeah. They don't want that. I'm probably gonna go right now. What time is it? Yeah. Dog. I love Canada, bro, but there's so many things I came back to and I said, oh, yeah, winter. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah. There's some good things, though. There's some good things. Because let me tell you what.
You could have went to the hospital, that's for sure.
Yeah, for real. But they would have taken long, bro.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be packed out, man. Yeah, everybody just there. You can't. If I can't see what's wrong with you,
get the fuck. You all right,
go
man.
To YouTube. Yeah. Book an appointment. Yeah, for
real. Bro. And that's the thing. I think I'm going to find, like, a personal doctor.
Nice.
Or something where it's just like, bro.
House calls and shit.
Whatever time it is, bro. Like, there should never be a waiting room here.
Bro,
like,
I got this fucking...
Yeah, I was just like, you come out. Bro, look at this. Look at this mark on my ass. I don't know where it came from. No, you good, bro. You just got burnt. what was I saying? Oh.
Canada.
So I left a drink in my car. Come back the next day, it's cold. It's amazing.
That's pretty sick, yeah. Right, there's a water in there?
Right, yeah, right. I left milk in there. Oh, nice. The milk is good.
Nice.
It's a refrigerator in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I go outside, smile, lip crack. That's a bad thing.
Bad thing,
now
yeah.
I split the side of my lip.
Oof. In the, like...
corner.
Damn, I ain't got one of them in a
minute. That this one hurts, man.
Damn.
Lime, everything. It stings now.
Yeah.
What else? Warming up your car every day. But then out here, you can't even warm up your car comfortably because they're stealing cars and sending it to Africa.
That's true, yeah. Warm your shit up for real, man.
And then woof, woof, send it over.
Warm up in Africa.
We'll warm it up, man, for sure. We'll get it started.
Damn.
You just see your shit on African Kijiji, man.
Yeah.
Bro, so, they don't even care that you see it. That is, you can be, that's mine.
Come get it.
Right. Yo, literally.
Come get it.
Yeah, bro. Nah,
it's fucked. It's fucked.
I just don't understand, like, I don't know, man. That shit gotta be so frustrating. I pray in my life I never have to experience a level of frustration like that where... Mm-hmm. Something is taken from me. I'm telling someone, yo, it's right there. Mm-hmm. They're looking at me saying, I can't do anything.
Not a jurisdiction.
Not my jurisdiction.
Bro, I don't want to hear them then.
Because they don't want to hear me.
Yeah.
You tell them.
Because they don't want to hear my jurisdiction. My stick. Bro, I'll fucking.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll climb the. The containers, the shipping containers.
Literally climb the barrels like Donkey Kong, fucking throwing the shit off to get my whip back. Like, bro, it's so unfair in this world, man.
Yeah.
For context, there's a CBC clip where someone's...
bro, every news channel has this, bro. News TikTok. Channel,
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But in this one guy's case, his van got stolen from his driveway. He left an AirTag in there, so he started tracing it because he's saying the cops couldn't do anything with it. He traced it back to his shipping container. His car is beeping from inside a shipping container. He's calling the cops saying, I'm standing outside a shipping container that's holding my car. They said, call the RCMP because it's out of our jurisdiction.
The fucking shipping police.
He calls the shipping police, says, guys, I'm outside. This is the location. My car's right here. They said, we can't do anything about it. They ignored him for days, some weeks maybe. By the time he got fucking pings, says his pings went missing for 7 days. The next ping he got?
Africa.
Fucking Africa.
The motherland.
The motherland. He hired a private investigator over there in Africa to go over there, take pictures of the whip, take pictures of the VIN number. It was his VIN number, his car, with the AirTag still beeping. He's not getting that whip back.
They might be in on it, bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
Somebody getting a little something.
Because that just don't make sense.
Bro, we'll ship it out as soon as it leaves. Literally as soon as the boat leaves, there's no cop saying pull it back in. We're getting these good people their cars back. Because there's insurance. Their insurance goes up. The government still wins.
Yeah.
And the people are still broke.
Yeah.
And then they're breaking in cribs.
And domino effect.
Gotham City. Yeah. And then now niggas can't go to the hospital.
Real deal,
real
man.
Tight up. You laughing at this.
Sticky, man.
Real
bro,
talk, yeah.
Circle of life, bro. I'm telling you, aliens need to come down and just zap away these niggas, bro.
Yeah, sawtit.
Sawtit, yes, literally. Yeah.
Sticky, man.
These niggas are getting crazy out here,
Scam calls are a part of my life.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just every day. I don't even answer my phone no more. I can't take my phone serious. It's ringing. It's probably a joke, too.
I can't.
It's always a joke on my phone, bro. It's never ringing for real.
Literally. Even sometimes when you call.
Yeah, Sheldon. All right. You're upset.
Sure. What that, bro? Until you're knocking on my door, I believe this shit, bro.
Bro, pure scam likely, man.
Yeah. I be seeing it, man. I block them when they come and then they don't come again.
I just don't answer.
Right.
As far as you know, his number's not in service.
One got me the other day. I was pissed off, man. I was deep in the Apex game. My phone ringing and it looks like a regular number. Says Toronto, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe somebody might. I got shit on Kijiji. Someone be calling me. So I'm in the game. Pick the shit up. Just hear Chinese, bro. I'm like, man.
Bro, at least do the right scam on me, nigga. Just come on, nigga. Just don't be ringing my shit.
Yeah.
Match my language.
Literally make me tell the room, hold on, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on. There's a fucking serious call here. Hello?
oh my God.
Like, I really wonder who's in on the other side of these calls. Like,
bro, it's an Asian scam machine.
Yeah, we had an old sketch about about the other side of someone that has to. That was more of like telemarketing and shit, though. Actually, of like telemarketers calling people and just gauging their interest. Like once they actually have someone like on the line and say like, oh shit, this person's fucking buying in.
Yeah,
because all the scams out there. But now they're on a whole new level.
But I don't get it. Like you stay on the line. For the Chinese shit, and then what happens? Like
the ones I'm familiar with, they'll be telling like Chinese immigrants or Asian immigrants that like you're the Asian government or the Chinese government's looking for you, or you didn't pay this tax or that tax.
Oh.
So call us back at this number and we'll sort you out.
Okay.
And then, some people will literally fall for it. But
take advantage of it. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
As an English speaking man, nigga, nice try. Yeah. Like, you just wasted a scam.
Honestly, you're lucky I don't learn fucking whatever language you speak just to say nice try.
The robot. Nice try.
Well, our sponsor, Babbel.
Yeah, that's real out here.
You bring my shit from Target? Trevon, man.
What's that?
That's crazy, dog.
Damn.
You fucked up on the import?
Crazy, dog.
Oh, no, that's why.
There's no, that's why.
This guy remembers.
No,
I didn't bring it.
Okay. Literally, the weekend I told you to remind me, that's when I died.
Okay.
Yeah, I was fully out of commission. And then I was script writing until that point.
Just didn't remember.
Yeah, no.
That's
too sick to remember.
Okay.
No. Because I was supposed to go that weekend. I texted myself, remind me this weekend, I'll go get it done.
Target has some special goods.
Yeah.
Just stuff that we don't got out here. I needed some retinol.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, they got a certain retinol.
What's retinol do? Eyeball?
It's like what do you call it? Like exfoliate thingy, whatever. Mm. But still, it's really good for my
I'll
skin.
I'll still get it. I'll still
no,
get
no,
it.
No, no, no. It's okay,
it's
brother.
Done. It's done. It's I okay. said I get it, nigga.
It's okay.
No, no, we gotta jump back real quick.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, we gotta go back there. But it was.
But it makes sense. It makes sense why he didn't get it. It makes sense because the nigga asked me to remind him on a certain day.
Yeah.
And I put it in my calendar and I reminded him on that day. So
you forgot to remember.
Yeah. You needed another reminder.
I needed one more after that blackout, bro.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Yeah, nah.
I understand that.
Well, there's a lot of things missing because apparently I have headphones. That's I don't fucking know, man. Maybe they're there, maybe they're not.
Yeah, you might know it's the baby wire in my ear, nigga. Can't even look up my drink, nigga.
Forgot
I had water.
Bro, I don't know. I really can't tell you where that is. And I wonder if I have foggy memory from all the gas. Like, I generally, all
they say that's a symptom.
You probably don't sharpen your memory.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean...
I forgot. I'm sharp.
Just bad with headphones.
No, I'm sharp, bro. But it's just, honestly, this since November, it's just been overload.
Right.
It's been a lot. It's been fucking overload. So, little things that I'm missing, I'm like, all right, you got to meet me somewhere, man. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell you if those headphones are in my house.
They probably are.
I don't think so. If I had to put money on, I'd say no.
I feel like either that or they in Long Beach.
But we wouldn't have left them in that house. I checked that house way too many times.
So I feel like they had
the
crib. Because I feel like if they was at the studio, I feel like somebody would have said something.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, you be two headphones short.
Yeah, they had the crib.
Because, no, we definitely finished filming on them. They're either just in his bag or my bag.
Yeah.
But I unpacked my whole bag. And then everything from that bag was sitting in my equipment section. And I just repacked my equipment.
Okay, so fuck.
So I don't...
It's a tough one.
We'll see when I go back.
It's a tough one.
I can't remember when I said it, but a couple podcasts, a minute ago, we left Drip at my dad's. And I said, I'll just come back to it and forget it. Like, I had it. So I just remembered everything I had there. Came back and I was like, yes.
Oh, you got Drip there?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, because I couldn't bring too many things up. And I was just like, all right, let me just grab shit from over there.
Yeah.
But most of it's fucking garbage now. And I'm just like, dog.
It's crazy, man.
That's how it gets, man. So I guess, bro.
Fashion.
Fast.
Yeah, bro. It's like, now I'm sleeping in cargos, bro.
Black cargos.
Fucking plaid bedtime shorts, man.
Y'all don't do y'all don't sleep shirtless?
I do sometimes, man. It kind of went away from me. I used to always do it, but then, I don't know. It really depends on the night, but
yeah,
it used to be always no matter what. But
I feel like this is my first, 23 was my first year, consistently doing it.
You just picked it up?
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked it up one day.
But you know, the shirt lets you not have your blanket all the way over you. So I'm warm enough in my shirt, I can let my blanket chill. But when I'm shirtless, I gotta go tug it, and that's why I get hot and shit.
Yeah,
I mix it up all the time, man. Sometimes I'm shirtless, sometimes I'm straight boxers, sometimes I'm ball shorts and
shirt.
Last
night I was TLC mode, though.
Yeah. I haven't been TLC... Yeah, not in a minute. Not since I put on them white linens.
Yeah.
Just afraid of
you. I ain't doing that ever again. We bought some white. It's just weird, bro.
It's nice.
White?
Yeah.
White.
White sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather not.
Too. I'd rather not still.
Yeah, some hotel shit. Sleep in the ass. Fuck it. Y'all take care of it.
Yeah, I definitely sweat. I sweat. If you sweat before, I sweat. That's swatted.
It's not sweated.
That don't sound right.
Childish.
It does sound childish.
We didn't think of that one all the way through.
Or maybe it's like read and red. Like it's sweat the same, but it's.
Oh, I sweat. Oh, yeah, I sweat.
I sweat?
I sweat yesterday.
Now you just sound like you don't know English. I sweat yesterday.
I think that's what it is.
I was sweating. I think it's just sweating.
Yesterday I was sweating.
I sweated.
Let's Google this.
The man sweat.
The man swatted.
Damn.
The man swatted. All right. Sweat. We're saying, what's your final answer? You're saying
I'm saying sweat.
You
sweat past
you
tense?
You sweated last night?
No, I'm saying I sweat last night.
I sweat last night,
sweat.
Boy.
Oh, it's sweated. It's sweated.
Sweated?
Yeah.
Sweated?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Swatted.
No, I started with sweated, though.
Yeah, you said sweated.
And I went to swatted.
Yeah.
So it's sweated.
The past tense of sweat is sweated, but sweat is also considered correct.
Oh, there you go.
So I sweat last night, boy.
So we're both. Yeah, last night.
That's sweat.
I fucking sweat last night, boy.
You see Granny's dictionary?
Confusing the Oxford dictionaries.
Shit.
Like, this cool, that cool. We don't really say it like that. That's all right, nigga.
So, yeah. But, yeah, just one point. I was just sweating at night, and I woke up and you can see all white sheets.
Yeah, that's sweating. Why I don't like white sheets, yeah. Because I be sweating sometimes, yeah.
Even gray sheets, man. That shit turn black.
Yeah, that, you don't want to see that shit. Yeah, man.
I'm saying go black, man. It's black. It's black.
It's black. It's, like, it's the greatest secret, man.
Yeah. Black, yeah. But then, I get sober.
Black don't do good with drool, though.
It don't, like, I'm a chronic drooler.
Sometimes I just wake up and I just walk out the bathroom, the bedroom with my pillowcase. Like, yeah. Anyone gonna see this? You ain't wanna see this.
Crazy dream, bro. Right. It's always when I miss up. When you're in a deep sleep, wake up in a deep puddle still.
Sure,
like,
for sure.
That will show like how deep a sleep you are in still. Like,
you're human, man.
Yeah. So as you get such a good sleep, you got to rate it as soon as you wake up. So,
yeah.
That was a good sleep. You just leave a rating on your way out.
Yeah.
Great sleep.
Yeah. Wow.
Just to yourself, bro.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've been fucking fighting sleep, man. Like, I've been trying to get up 5:45 every day since I got here.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking working, bro.
Yeah, nah, man. Fuck that. Sorry. I get it. Like, you know, you hear about, like, you know, the Mark Wahlbergs and
the fucking Henry Goggins.
You know, okay, if I'm Mark Wahlberg, dog, I can wake up at 4 a.m. I got too much shit going on, bro. Like, that Mark Wahlberg wasn't waking up at 4 a.m. when he had Central Intelligence going on. Like,
He slept then.
Them niggas just, you know what I mean? Like,
well, so why do you feel like he's not sleeping enough?
Because he got, like, he's good.
Oh.
He was good. Bro, I wake up early if I had, like, ain't got, like, you just,
bro, that made me sleep, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nah, because, well, he's just saying I'm an active nigga, but if I was, like, up early, you have no work, no nothing, you ain't got nothing to do, and you're wrestling municipal.
You're giving me reasons to sleep
to
in.
To sleep in.
Nah. Because Mark Wahlberg's thing is, like, I'm waking up, I'm getting to it, I got all this, like, I'm going to the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had nothing to do, I'd wake up, go to the gym, go back to sleep all day and say, yeah, I'm fucking asleep.
I'll sleep after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're Mark Wahlberg, so you don't want people to see you at the gym. So you wake up early. No, that's the only way it makes sense in my head.
I'm like, sure that gym is in his goddamn basement or in his crib.
I'm just saying the nigga can afford to, although yes, it is, you can afford to sleep in. His reverse is he can afford to wake up early because he ain't got nothing to do for the rest of the day.
I don't see it, man.
Maybe, I don't know if it's like, you're rich and every day it's like, yes, I'm rich.
Okay. Yeah.
Get up early. I can't even sleep.
Spend some money. Yes.
It's just I'm good.
Like, I feel that, though.
Get municipal, like.
You drop my whip.
Nigga Mark Wahlberg said, fucking, what that nigga said? The nigga put the drip on and said, what did he say? I got that new money. You gonna drip? What did he say?
All this designer got me drip.
Nigga, what did you say?
What did that nigga Mark Wahlberg say? He said, first of all, I'm saying I'm gonna be drip or I'll drip drip.
He said this.
You don't remember when he quoted Roddy Rich?
And he's in like his own clothing line.
Yeah,
like,
municipal. That's what I'm saying, bro.
He
said, first of all, he said something about that part.
That part.
said something about Roddy Rich, bro.
I think it was like one of those like, what are you wearing videos, right? Type shit.
Yeah, but he didn't even describe anything. But he said, that part.
Yeah, you recorded this at 4 a.m.?
Yes, bro. It's like fucking early, like 6 a.m.
If we find that video,
please.
My whole point is that like they think ain't got nothing to do but just wake up, work out, and then promote whatever. Yes, right, go back to bed, like,
and then go back to bed. Okay,
you know he's not stressed and looking for a role or anything. That's what you're gonna sleep in, bro. I got a charge for today, bro. The nigga's chilling. I'm telling you, bro. Check back in. Check back in about 30 years, 20 years, man. I'm going to be waking up at 10 a.m. when, I mean, 4 a.m. with nothing to do all day.
So right now you got too much shit to do. To be waking up early.
Bro, no, I try to wake up early. I'm just like, I literally woke up at 45, and I said, how many fucking minutes? Fuck up. Because you know you're going to be too tired for going on, bro. You're going to be too tired for the rest of the day, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know what? That's something I could get with.
I kind of get it.
If your day is yours, like, Doc, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm fucking sleeping.
I don't give a shit what I got to do,
bro. Yeah, you got to have energy for that 11 a.m.
Makes sense. Yes.
If I got nothing to do, I have energy for anything.
It's like when they go work in the morning, what you do? Go to bed.
Yeah, I got to be at the motherfucking place. Yo, I think the funniest thing is when time doesn't move for no man, but a nigga will still try to squeeze an hour of sleep. I'm like, dog, you're gonna be late. Bro, I didn't got one hour, bro.
Too much shit going on, gang. Okay? Yo, this checks out weirdly enough.
Yo, that was so hard for me to explain.
You convinced me. I can't.
Okay, when you want, you just do whatever with your day, man. Man, I'm going to bed at 3, nigga. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck it, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, point is, I'm trying that right now, but I know I'm going to be too tired for later. Yeah. So, I'm like, all right, let me just
get back to this morning.
Get back to the ground.
I ain't earned it yet, man.
It's backwards, but trust me, bro. When you said, I'm only that bad part. Saying, so far, that's the craziest part. Anyways, yeah. Bro, trust me. Find the Mark Wahlberg clip. It's going to make sense. You got nothing going on, bro. In a good way. You want to be Mark Wahlberg.
No word.
Man, the other day, you a new dog father. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your opinion. He's a boy. My sister put up a picture of her dog. He's a young man. She put a fucking pepper on his penis.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, are you covering the dog penis?
I think I am. You know, not that like if it gets out there, I'm going to be like,
your dog's nudeless.
You know what I mean? Like if I take a video and it happens to get like that, but I try to cover it. Like, I had him on stream the other day, and I was like, covering it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Just give my nigga a little respect, bro. Man. If you want to show y'all, he can show y'all. But if I'm showing him y'all, I ain't going to show y'all shit. Because that ain't my decision. You know what I mean?
That's it. I only think it's just weird. Because, like, you sitting there looking for the right emoji to say, oh, yeah, this one's going to be big.
I personally did
that. Bro, I thought about it before because I took a picture of Brooklyn and I said, damn, bro.
It is a little disturbing.
You just take away from the cuteness.
The thing is, though, people be calling you out when you do that. Like,
really?
I posted a video of Kaz. He was, like, under the table and he walked away, right? So it was just, like, bare butthole. And Mags actually messaged me like, bro, you just got the dog's butthole out on Instagram. And I'm like, damn, is that like a thing? Like, I should be like cognizant of? Like, you know what I mean?
That's that Gen Z shit, no, man. Bro, I've been posting my dog's butthole, man. It's the thing you don't even think about.
Why are you looking at? But yeah.
I'm not going to lie. If I had a pit, though, I'd probably cover that shit up.
Them niggas be having balls.
Yeah, like we saw in a few episodes back. Yeah, I'd put a loaf of bread on that or something. Yeah.
But once you slice that, it's gone, right? So they say.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, or just putting them nigga in shorts.
Nice. Bro, I'm looking to source dog shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
For my dog. Yeah, just to. Yeah. He be on in the house and shit, sitting down on my arm and shit. Like, bro, get your ass.
Get your dog shorts. Well, I wipe my butts, my dog's butt and shit. We've been
still,
there.
Yeah,
I still do that. But you know what? I noticed that Seiko do lick himself.
Yeah.
All
dogs do.
I've been wiping him a little less just because I'm like, you're going to go lick yourself. But
yeah.
If he take a shit, I wipe his butt because I ain't trying to have no shit.
Yeah, or just spray him.
Spray him.
He
spray
gets to get an ass bottle.
Yeah, just get an ass bottle going and just sanitize it.
It's not a bad idea.
Yo, they got him. I bet we should make that product, man. Somebody got a dog butt spray product out there. Just easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess it's still.
But
be
you still
wet.
Got a wipe, right?
Yeah, yeah, still be still wet.
Yeah, yeah, you right.
Yeah, just put the little nigga some shorts.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna, yeah, I like that. I'm gonna look at that.
A little dog ass
little dog shorts. I mean, probably not. I gotta take him outside too much.
Take your shorts off.
So I'm not taking them off and putting. Yeah,
it's flaps like, connects to the back.
Still, bro, yeah, like that's an extra step, yeah. Bro. Like even the boots, because you know we got the salt out here.
Oh yeah,
you have boots on him.
You gotta put the boots on him, bro, because you take him outside, he step on salt, he start crying and shit. Bro.
Even Kaz.
Kaz got boots, yeah.
Kaz shoes.
Yeah, you got. It's like a little rubber.
They walk too weird.
It's like a rubber.
Yeah, they be waddling.
They be walking. They be
not with them. Yeah. Not with them. So he got boots. Like he got like boots like with bottom like rubber and shit. Those ones he be like waddling and shit. But we got like these little
like a bag of gold thing.
It's like a little yeah, coin sack, and it's just like elastic, and it's rubber, and it just snaps to the foot.
That's hard.
Yeah,
hard,
and they good on that. You don't walk weird off that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, nah. I'm not aware of the dog winter problems.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for the summer, bro.
Tight shit, bro.
I can't wait, fam.
Yeah, honestly, man, yeah, even being here.
Yeah.
It's negative 10, 5 days in a row.
Bro, you I'm not gonna lie, y'all came and just
sunk.
It got wicked. Like, yeah.
This guy told us as soon as we landed, said, "You're welcome, man. You guys walked into a piece of cold." Piece of cold.
Like the week before it wasn't like that, bro. It was moderate, bro. It was modest, yeah. It was chill, like no snow, just
Yeah, I felt it, man. Florida makes me not check the weather, so I'm usually you trust with whatever you got out there. But here, I'm on that app, home screen widget.
You gotta be, bro. You can't even make plans for real if you're not checking the weather. You gonna be out in the snowstorm, stuck. Nigga, yeah, I'm telling you, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, but it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. It's a nice place, but fuck.
Everywhere got its shit.
So cold, man.
Yeah, bro. I had to do the winter tires finally.
Damn, winter tires.
You just got them on now?
I just put them on like 3 days ago.
Your bro deals with
it? Damn, bro.
Not anymore, man.
It's kind of late.
My bro be too far now, man. He up in the, you know, your pops is out.
Oh, yeah, you need winter tires to get to him to change your winter tires. You know,
so I pay now. I just pay.
Yeah.
You did them kind of late, though, no, brother?
I always did them late, though.
It wasn't snowing.
But then you got to take them off sooner.
Sooner, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be here, too.
Bro, we'd take them bitches off, like, for real. Like October,
yes. A lot of people say that, man. But you know, my problem was I was waiting on my brother.
Okay, yeah. So okay, for sure.
Yeah.
So then I just decided, it's getting too wicked. You know, just pay somebody. But yeah.
Yeah, that's a scary thing about Toronto, man, or just Canada. It's just the driving conditions and people drive like so. Like if I don't have to go on the highway, I'm not doing it right here.
Telling you.
Side street,
bro. Bro, Buck Road.
You know? Telling you, bro.
Let's go 60 the whole way.
Yeah. It's tough, though, because I feel like that play into the seasonal depression of, like, certain people, man, because you don't go nowhere because you're like, it's not even worth it type shit. You know? Like,
it's not even worth it.
It's tough, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to look it that way and flip it, man, because... At the same time, when we were boarding the curve in winter, we just did work.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, literally, just hibernate for real.
Hibernate, you don't see me, and I just either come back bulky or fucking like ideas are bulkier. Or like, you know what I mean? Like whatever it is, but use it to your advantage. If you shouldn't be too sad that you're not going out. That says something else about yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean,
other people and shit, socialize and shit.
Yeah, but so you shouldn't depend on all that. Like, you should still have something to say, I'm good.
100%. By yourself. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's not like I love being around people and being able to socialize, but also, like, moving, it changed that for me where I'm like, all right, I'm less dependable on people to, like, find a vibe and have a good time. So now I'm a little bit more okay to just chill out the crib and just watch TV all day. And
shit.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's easier for me to come here now and just chill and not have to do like so much shit. Because you get used to it, man. Like, especially Toronto times when we're going out all the time in the summer and go and do this one day, go do that the next day. It's like, it's fun for sure, but it's hard to kind of, like, once you're in that, to be on the outside and just take a step back and say, oh shit, I can chill out. I don't have to go out today. This is so easy to say, yeah, down the street, you're there. Party vibes. Mm-hmm. Shell off.
Yeah, man. I'd be ready to say no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Y'all don't watch hockey, right?
Hell no.
No.
I don't think you ever think they'll stop, like, punching each other with helmets on.
That's the only thing I think about hockey. I'm like, dog, y'all still fighting? Like, every time I tune back into hockey, I'm like, bro, I can't believe this is like still just part of it.
Why do y'all do that?
Like, the refs just back up and just...
Yeah. It's like, it's weird. It's like, you punching a plastic helmet.
Until it comes off and it's just straight to
it bone. Come off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know sometimes they take it off.
Yeah. Sometimes they punch it off.
And I respect the nigga that, you know what I mean? Like, a kickoff, and they go with the gloves and they take the helmet off. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, this ain't even hockey.
As a professional athlete, bro, unless I'm in the UFC, we're not fighting.
I can't say that.
Nah, bro.
Shit get crazy sometimes.
No, man. I will fight. But like,
but in hockey, it's almost off, like they want it to get good.
Yeah, that's like a right. part of the game. That's like training. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, if you get working on snuffs today. Like,
yeah.
Bro, I wouldn't even want to play hockey if I'm just like, bro, I'm really good at skating, but I don't want to fight.
So go figure skate.
Like, I don't even go, like, you know what I mean?
Wow. Oh. Hockey community is going to chew your ass up.
What? What do you mean?
Spit you out.
Bro, yeah, what if I want to go all skills and shit? Like, bro, I don't want to fight, bro. I'm trying to.
You can't just go fucking drape up Kevin Durant and punch him in his face 5 times on ice. Like,
No. I'm pretty sure there's like probably a notion to where it starts. Like, I don't think if one person is trying to fight another person, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. Right? I could be wrong, though, but.
But that's what
I'm saying.
If
you're on your Kawhi shit, I don't think a nigga's going to fight you, bro.
But I don't think so, bro. Because you can just be looking for a fight where you're poking a bear so much. And it's like, all right, like.
Then, but it's on you to.
What am I gonna skate away? Hey, man. Now I'm gonna just look, you know, back away with my stick. Hey, bro. It's just, I don't know. Maybe we need to hear the rules because I enjoy hockey, man. I enjoy the scene of going somewhere with your coat and watching something.
Nah, you lost me there.
Nah, indoor arena, you'll be okay in there. Like, that's nice.
Nah, I've been to hockey. It's still cold.
I enjoyed both hockey.
You gotta get like drunk and shit to warm up.
Mm-hmm. But that's the vibes when the shirt's on. Let's go in. Mm. But I would go to like a Stanley Cup game.
Who wouldn't though?
Then you enjoy. You know, I can find a way to enjoy it.
Okay. Same. I like sports for sure. So I got 100%. But yeah, I don't like being cold at all, man. I never have. Never will.
You ever seen them niggas trek into a hockey game? Niggas is active.
Wait, what was check that? In?
What?
What do you mean?
No, that's why niggas check in. There's not even no horn.
They go over the thing. Yeah, they go over it.
Bro, niggas just check in like that. Like, yo, that's kind of cold. So everyone, it's like, all right, come on. Them niggas just fucking on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, respect the hockey.
I respect that, man.
Excuse me, who do you think is more skilled athletes, hockey players or basketball players?
Basketball.
Okay.
Bro, hockey's hard, man. Hockey's hard. Bro, you gotta know how to skate and rip it on skates and cross niggas out on skates and pass the boy, your boy all the way down there, a fucking little tiny puck.
At high speed.
Yeah.
I feel like that's many.
I feel like that's
basketball.
I'd say ball is easy.
Basketball, you gotta score a lot of fucking points. I'm not gonna lie. For 48 minutes.
Sometimes when you just really think about the elements of basketball, like, we're throwing this little rock from very far into this little fucking hole.
Yo.
That should be money. I'm like, yo, that's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah,
with your computer.
Sure.
I'll only say basketball, man, just because like I mean in every sport,
every professional sport,
it's just fucking get this ball through this net.
What's the easiest sport?
I don't want to upset anybody.
The easiest sport,
like, man, I can do that shit.
Honestly, bro, I'm gonna say American football.
Really?
Physicality aside. It hurt.
Bro, just
like
getting your knees fucking bent backwards.
I can't.
But I mean, in terms of, like, yeah, because it's like a lot of people are doing one thing on that team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in basketball, you're doing a lot of different things. In soccer, you're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
In hockey, you're doing a lot. Like, but in football, it's like you're kicking, you're throwing, you're doing one thing. You got to learn how to do that
niggas,
really
right?
well. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like 50 niggas on a team. So I'm going to say American football.
Like, if you had to think of one sport to just like get by at, and like, yo, no one fucking, like, you know, like, you don't got to.
American
I mean?
Football.
Easiest.
But then there's like, there's still like, even though there's 100 people on a team, there's still like 1,000 people waiting to get on that team. So it's like, you still have to do everything. Like, you have one chance to do your job. And if you don't, you're out of there.
Yeah, but I'm talking skill level though, right? That was the question, right? What do you think is the most skilled?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I would say fucking like table ping pong.
No, that's hard.
No, you're
you can't even get five volleys sometimes.
Huh?
You can't even get five back and forth sometimes. Well,
if that's professional against professional.
Bro, even I can, bro,
there's I can't. No plays there. Niggas, huh? There's no plays there. It's like, okay, maybe I can backspin this ball, but it's like, all right, who can keep up with the most rallies? But I don't know. Football is fucking.
First of all, okay. So I don't know how many rounds are in table tennis, but if it's the same as tennis, bro, a tennis match is like 2 hours, bro. Mm. So yeah. Like You gotta compete for 2 hours, bro.
That's a hard question.
It's a hard question.
Yeah, I don't know what the easiest sport is. Like, every sport is gonna be tough, but like, mm-hmm. if you're also asking me, like, you can say bowling's fucking easiest sport, but then you can get mad at me.
But then I don't know. I don't know if bowling is a a sport. You know what I'm saying?
Bowling's a sport.
I feel like bowling is a game.
Bowling is sports. So. Now we're gonna get canceled.
That's
bro.
Okay. I don't care. That's my opinion.
Yeah, niggas with bowl shirts and shit. Hey, nigga,
what the fuck is this guy? Throwing bowling balls to a laptop, bro.
I don't know. It's a tough question. I'd love to, you know, sign off in the comments, man. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
I would love to.
Horse racing.
I debated that. Horse.
Okay. All you gotta do. It's all horse.
Yeah, train the horse. Man, that's not easy, man.
No, but the rider don't train the horse. Mm. The trainer train the horse.
Yeah.
The trainer train the rider, too.
I think American football, man. Outside of the quarterback.
I don't know, man.
Outside of the quarterback, and that's my answer. I don't think there's any answer that you won't get some flack for, but that's my answer.
Easiest sport to go pro. Let's just see. First answer. They said in terms of numbers globally, probably soccer.
No.
Yes, because there are so many different leagues. Yeah. There are so many professional leagues, right? So, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
That's funny.
They're saying professional athletes would be considered expert in most sports. A basic rule for talent development is that it takes 10,000 hours of practice, let's argue merit or whatever, mm-hmm. to become an expert. So if you're a school athlete and you play the sport from 7th to 12th grade, you basically, and if you practice 2 hours a day, 3 months a year.
2 hours a day.
You can be pro by the time you hit grade 12. Mm.
If you had to max out a basketball contract right now, nigga, or maybe what, max? You have a year. Mm? Where are you going to make the most amount of money as a basketball player? You right now, Trevon.
If you had to
get the most amount of money for basketball,
train for a year, I can go overseas.
I'm going to like China, Taiwan, or something.
I'm going to the smallest country, niggas.
I can go overseas for sure, yeah. And I'm either coming off the bench or if I go in the gym for a year and just get my shot and my handles right.
You at least make it to the bench. Yeah.
I don't know.
I can at least make it to the bench.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. You're paying a grip out there,
like,
man.
You talking like in reality right now? Like, you train for a year, done with the vids, done with
finish
the show.
Finish everything. I go in the gym for a year and I'm working out.
You think you come off the bench?
I'll go over China. Yeah, hell yeah, I'll go overseas and on the bench. Yeah. And I'm dunking on niggas over there. What the fuck? Right. Hell yeah. Bro, right. I think I could have went pro if I played ball. From grade 7. Literally, if it's saying the same shit, someone's training from grade 7, I could have had a chance to go to a school in the States.
I just always think about, like, the worst nigga in the NBA is still so much better than us.
Nah, but he'll be so much better than us, like,
here?
For, like, maybe one day, but you're not coming back to see me day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Eventually, I'll fucking surpass a nigga.
But he working too, though.
Yeah, okay, but some niggas are just, you just don't got it.
Okay, but if they overseas with a because you taking a contract spot, so if they overseas with a contract already, they've been working.
My thing is this: there's just gonna be certain people that got it, and certain people that don't. Mm-hmm. I could be a nigga that doesn't have it, but mm-hmm. you just gave more time to figure out if you have it or not. Yeah, some people have a better work ethic. Some people listen better. Some people can learn quicker.
Better team players, things of that nature.
Better team players, all that shit.
Some niggas can't stop eating Oreos.
Some niggas can't. They have their own ways that hold them back. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have like stripper problems and shit.
Stripper problems.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to a club every day, like doing this, doing that. I'm not gonna have those problems. So now I'm it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
okay.
That's your edge. I don't know.
That may be my edge, yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. But I think I can go overseas and ball still. I'm a good height, good weight. If I cut and I learn how to fucking dribble with my left hand, right hand, learn how to pass. mm-hmm. or I'm just this player. I just catch a ball and pass it back here. Okay.
Oh, 100 racks a month, 100 what? Racks a year, I mean.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would 100%. I just believe in myself that I can do that. I'll say that.
No, I mean, I think, you know, definitely you have the height for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything's possible once you put the work in, but I still think it's like...
It'd be tough.
It'd be a gamble. Okay.
It'd be tough.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Man.
Say that.
I'm just not going to tell myself I can't do something.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think anybody should, but...
For sure.
Yeah, it's also a comedy podcast. So.
Yeah, this is hypotheticals, man.
Nigga just hit backspace in his comment.
He's like, oh, shit. You're right.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah,
what a wholesome one, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to push the program. Drop that little red high 5-star stunner rate, man. Apple Pod, Spotify. A wholesome review is always good. And yeah, listen. Snoop Dogg, my girl, remember when Snoop Dogg got everyone with the, hey, I'm done with smoke.
Oh, yeah, the smoke shit.
But first off, I saw it from a mile away.
Come on.
Who says it like that? Right. I'm done with smoke.
Yeah.
And then Symphony's like, Snoop Dogg, stop smoking. I'm like, nigga, I ain't Snoop Dogg. Nigga, double G, nigga. I ain't Snoop Dogg, nigga.
I'm telling you, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.